1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. Colorado Mesa University has a new president, John Marshall, vice president for student services for the past 10 years, chosen unanimously by the school's board of trustees. A field of 60 applicants in a nationwide search was narrowed to 3, and Marshall chosen unanimously. The board of trustees is now in negotiations with Marshall to replace retiring president Tim Foster. Expect to see billboards and other advertising through the month of May, calling attention to the dangers of riding a motorcycle on Colorado roads. 2020 was the deadliest year on record for motorcyclists in Colorado, 137 fatalities. CDOT and the State Patrol launching the Aftermath campaign, urging responsible riding and the importance of wearing a helmet. Businesses in Mesa County no longer have to require customer masks, but many still are. They operate under the county's five-star program, requiring masks and other COVID-19 protocols. If you want to see a list of those businesses, you can find it on the Mesa County Public Health website. Speeding through Eagle County has landed a California man in jail accused of transporting 3.5 pounds of fentanyl pills. Eagle County Sheriff's deputies and Vail police detectives, members of the Gore Range Narcotic Interdiction Team, made the traffic stop yesterday. The driver gave the okay to search, and several bags of suspected fentanyl pills were found in the trunk under the spare tire. Grand Valley Bike Month is here, a chance to hop on your bike and ride both for transportation and recreation. Bike to Work Day is Wednesday. Mesa County Public Health encouraging riding to improve air quality, reduce traffic congestion, and lead a healthier lifestyle. Follow Mobile Mesa County and Healthy Mesa County on Facebook or go to the Healthy Mesa County website. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.